Every Monday, we touch base with our fashionista, Andy Page. She always has something unique and challenging when it comes to the world of fashion, and there's quite a challenge she's giving us today. Good morning, Andy.
Good morning, good morning. Happy New Year. Yep, we are going to talk about a wardrobe orphan challenge.
What is that?
Well, wardrobe orphans are those sweet garments that you loved enough to bring home, but now they've been banished to the back of your closet. You never use them. They are paired with nothing. You have no idea what to do with them, and so they never see the light of day. You know, I talk about cleaning out your closet, and I talk about, you know, taking a day, but I'm thinking that perhaps January, we can just do a wardrobe challenge where you deal with 1 to 3 orphans a week.
Okay.
And what you want to do is you want to take out 1 to 3 of those items that you never wear, and you either want to design an outfit with them, right, find a way to use them, okay, or you might need to get them tailored or have them, you know, altered in some way. And if that doesn't work, then you can donate them or consign them. But if you really love it and you have nothing in your wardrobe that coordinates with it, then January is the month of sales. I mean, some of the best sales of the year start taking place now. So go ahead and give yourself a small budget and buy something to release your wardrobe orphan from the orphanage.
So, I mean, are you talking about if you have one thing and you have to add 3 to it, then it doesn't become as cost effective if you have one thing and you only add 1 thing to it and it makes an outfit? Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but you have to assess that. So, you know, you want to pull out that orphan, if you will, and figure out what you need to make it work. Is it that you don't have, like, this should be worn with a skirt and you don't have a great skirt? Is it that you need a specific top? Is it that you don't have the right shoes? Like, figure out what makes this an unusable garment. Is it that it doesn't fit, that you don't like it, that it's not your style anymore? You know, you need to assess what it is that makes this unusable or unworkable in your closet, your wardrobe, and try to fix it. Does that make sense?
Yes. Absolutely.
So you're saying instead of getting rid of it, try to find something to go with it.
Well, you loved it enough to buy it in the first place, right?
Yes.
You've already spent the money. The money has been spent. It's your wardrobe capital. It's sitting there in your closet being underutilized. So, you know, if you want to donate it, that's totally fine. If it needs to be altered, that's okay. But you don't want to waste that wardrobe capital. And sometimes, even if it means, you know, another $20 or $40 to make it work, then it's worth it because you never want to buy anything that doesn't coordinate with at least 3 things in your wardrobe, right? So you are buying something that's going to work with this orphan and possibly 2 other things as well.
Okay.
I love it.
Yeah. I think it's a great challenge, and it's a great way to start the year because you are addressing, you know, we're all amped up to start anew, to be fresh. And for many of us, the closet is, you know, a real kind of thorn in our side. So if we don't have the time to take it all on at once, then let's just do it 1 to 3 garments at a time.
That seems less overwhelming to me.
Exactly, exactly. So take care of your wardrobe orphans. And for more tips like this, I encourage you to head over to my website, senseofstyle.com. You can pick up my book, Style on a Shoestring, and be sure to follow me on Pinterest, where you'll find lots of tips just like these.
She's little wardrobe orphan Andy.
Oh, I love it. That's me. That's me.
Little orphan Andy.
Oh, guys, I hope you have a fantastic week. I'll talk to you next week.
Seven.